The readings today give clear messages. God will protect Jerusalem from its assembled enemies. A fearsome judgment awaits those towns that did not repent despite the mighty deeds Christ had done there. Rather than meditating on these messages, hard for the hearer not to get their points, let us turn to the remarkable young woman whose feast day we celebrate today, Kateri Tekakwitha, the Lily of the Mohawks. 4 centuries ago, this convert from traditional Native American beliefs to deep faith in Christ amazed Jesuit missionaries with the fervor and depth of her faith. It seems the missionaries had expected their first generation converts not to enter into the more profound levels of relationship with Christ. Kateri proved them wrong. God often upends our presuppositions. Tekakwitha was born in 1656, the child of a Mohawk war leader. The Mohawks dwelt in what is now upstate New York, near the French province of Quebec. The 17th century saw many disputes between Mohawk and French. You will recall the rejection and killing of the French Jesuit Isaac Joes 10 years before Tekakwitha's birth. Life among the Mohawks could be very violent, constant wars, torturing of captives. Very sadly, when Tekakwitha was 4, she lost her immediate family to smallpox. The disease left her with facial scarring and very poor eyesight. Her uncle, the new war chief, adopted her. This uncle was none too happy with the result of a peace treaty with the French, which allowed Jesuits to dwell in villages housing Christian captives. The teenage Tekakwitha found the vision of a loving God portrayed by the missionaries very compelling, a vision at odds with the violence and harshness often found in Mohawk life. For some years, however, she did not dare cross her uncle by openly converting. Quite unusually for a Mohawk, she sought to remain a virgin. She kept to that intention despite pressure from her adoptive family. When she was 18, she began the process of conversion with a Jesuit priest who was visiting her village. On Easter Sunday, 1676, she was baptized and took the name Kateri, the Mohawk version of Catherine after Catherine of Siena. Her piety, asceticism, and desire to follow Christ greatly impressed Father Lamberville, the priest who baptized her. A faction of the Mohawks considered Christianity sorcery, and they reacted strongly to Kateri's conversion. After 6 months of bearing the ire of these Mohawks, Kateri followed the advice of Father Lamberville and fled 200 miles up the St. Lawrence River to a village of Christian converts near Montreal. Lamberville sent a note along with Kateri to the priest in the village proclaiming, "I send to you a treasure, Catherine Tekakwitha, guard her well." At the mission, Kateri found pious convert women who formed a cell dedicated to deep prayer, penances, and good deeds. Their desire to become a religious community was thwarted by the pastor of the mission. The judgment was that the converts were, quote, too young in faith, unquote, to really live out religious life. However that might be, Kateri made a personal vow to perpetual virginity. She began a number of penitential practices, including fasting, that her friends judged were weakening her none too robust health. One of the priests intervened and insisted that Kateri have him judge what penitential practices were allowable. This priest had great regard for Kateri. In a biography he wrote of the Mohawk maiden, he emphasized her charity, industry, purity, and fortitude. Kateri's health continued to deteriorate. During Holy Week of 1680, it became clear she was close to the end. Villagers and priests gathered at her side. She received the last rites, and she died Holy Wednesday in the arms of her best friend, one of those who had wished to be part of a religious community. Her final words were, "Jesus, Mary, I love you." Kateri was about 24 years of age. At her death, the marks of the long-ago bout with smallpox disappeared. One of the priests later wrote, "This face, so marked and swarthy, suddenly changed about a quarter of an hour after her death and became in a moment beautiful and so white that I observed it immediately." A chapel was soon built at her gravesite, and it became a place of pilgrimage. In the 1880s, Native American missions and various North American bishops urged her canonization. This occurred on October 21, 2012. Among other things, she is the patroness of Native Americans, ecologists, and people in exile. This striking story has some lessons for us as we deal with those different from ourselves. We should take immediate negative judgments regarding others with a grain of salt. It may well be that God is at work with them, and they will amaze us with their spiritual gifts. We should constantly pray that we can see other human beings with the eyes of God. Certainly, the Jesuits who dealt with Kateri had their horizons broadened regarding spiritual growth among new converts. For a number of decades, Native American Catholics have gathered at Tekakwitha conferences. There may be nearly 12 million Catholics who could be counted as Native Americans, though they often remain hidden because they form part of Hispanic parishes. The Tekakwitha conferences provide an opportunity for indigenous Catholics to show forth their gifts and to discuss their issues. As their website explains, the Tekakwitha conference is the voice, presence, and identity of indigenous Catholics in North America under the protection and inspiration of St. Kateri Tekakwitha. The conferences certainly fall in with the call of Pope Francis in Laudato Si that special care be shown for indigenous communities and their cultural traditions. Out of the conferences have developed Kateri circles, prayer groups dedicated to emulating Kateri's gifts and to building up indigenous identity. Thus, the life of Kateri Tekakwitha has its impact in the 21st century. Let us pray for our Native American sisters and brothers, and let us remember the grace life of a Mohawk maiden 4 centuries ago. O St. Kateri, Lily of the Mohawks, your love for Jesus so strong, so steadfast, pray that we may become like you. Your short and painful life showed us your strength and humility. Pray that we may become forever humble like you. Like the bright and shining stars at night, we pray that your light may forever shine down on us, giving light, hope, peacefulness, and serenity in our darkest moments. Fill our hearts, St. Kateri Tekakwitha, with your same love for Jesus, and pray that we have the strength and courage to become one like you in heaven, through Christ our Lord. Amen.